Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is Lock and Load. Joining us now from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford, the Barefoot Defender. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, too, and all your fine listeners.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. So, really, truly, all that's changed now is the date, because the fight goes on, doesn't it?
The fight absolutely goes on. We're just renew our efforts and keep going after them.
Would you be going to SHOT Show?
Yes, I will be at SHOT Show.
So,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. Vegas with no masks on.
yeah. There is that, though. You know, they always talk about the SHOT Show flu, and everybody comes down sick after SHOT Show is over. I guess it's just so many massive people crammed in one small area, and it's not a small area, I guess. It's like four different floors and four different casinos.
The thing about it is I don't know if it's necessarily at... You know, like when I was going to SHOT Show, that was four flights in a week. And I know they've got all the scrubbers and everything in the airplane and everything, but you're sitting much more, in much closer proximity than you are at SHOT Show in any given moment. But for you, for SHOT Show, since you guys are an advocacy group, will you just be going there to try to create new alliances and new coalitions?
Yeah, pretty much that's what we do. At SHOT Show, you can't even sign a new membership up at SHOT Show. So please go to gunowners.org and sign up now. So we won't have to worry about signing you up at SHOT Show.
Yes, sir.
And something else, too, is at SHOT Show, no money can change hands at SHOT Show. So we just... we get new strategic partners and things like that with industry, and that's what's important at SHOT Show. And I will be giving my book out for free at SHOT Show at 3:00, and I think it's Tuesday and Thursday, I'll be giving my book out for free and doing a signing at SHOT Show. So come by the booth if you're going to SHOT Show. It's a great time to meet.
Will you go out on Industry Day? Will you go to the range on Industry Day and shoot some guns?
No, I am. That's really reserved for the influencers, they call them. The YouTubers, the media people that, talk about what's new and what's great. And, those guys are the ones that sell the guns. And so.
Yeah, but you're the Barefoot Defender. You actually use them.
Yeah, but I will be going to the gathering in South Carolina March, and 15,000 shooters will be there.
And where's that going to be at again?
It's in Clinton, South Carolina. And it's somewhere around where it's put on partially by Palmetto State Armory.
Okay.
And
And where did you say it's going to be again? Clinton? Is that what you said?
I think that's what they say. Yeah. Around Clinton, South Carolina.
You're going to
out away from out away from everything, and actually you get to go out there and they have, it's a big 3-day event,
right.
And last year they said we had 17 bays for shooting, and they estimated 10,000 rounds per day.
That's just down the street from where I'm at right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to see you.
Well, you'll have to let me know those dates and everything. I'll try to make that happen and everything. Clinton House has some nice 1,000-yard ranges, too, Stephen. You can take and shoot some long-range shots at that place.
Yeah, they actually, if you sign up, Barrett signs people up before the event, and they let you shoot at a mile. And if you can hit the target at a mile, you get a coin that says that you're the 1 mile club.
Yeah, well,
you have to sign up ahead of time to be able to do that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so that it's a really, really cool event. So I'll get to shoot all the latest and greatest then. And again, please come out to that event too. And sign up at gunowners.org and help us fight the fight. You know, we're renewing the fight here this year, starting all over again and pushing forward and fighting for your rights.
Clinton House is where all of the big gun manufacturers, it's a little north of the middle of the state. It's in Lawrence County, I believe it is. Clinton is an old college town, and Clinton House is right out there. It's a lovely facility. You will love it there. And you let me know when you're going, and I'll try to make that happen. I'll try to get my whole radio station to show up, and we'll just do some stuff.
Well, again, like I say, we scare the liberals to death when we get together. If you can imagine full automatics being fired there, and you can have your chance to shoot them.
Yeah.
Full automatics, suppressed, and anything you can imagine. All the latest, the newest things out there, you know, from Springfield Armory, and I've really become a big fan of Palmetto State Armory and some of the things that they're doing with the Jackal and things like that. And you know, innovative things are happening, you know, and Smith & Wesson, you know, you name it, they'll be out there. Sons of Liberty Gun Works, Daniel Bethan. Just a lot of fun things to shoot. And last year they had two Mod Deuces set up, chain fed 50 calibers, and man, you could hear it, you could feel it as they were being shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you've ever been, all our military guys have been around Mod Deuces before, but
that's a very distinctive thumping that you feel in the air.
Yeah, you can feel it deep down your bones.
Yeah.
You know, when they cut loose with Mod Deuces, and they had two of them there, so you could get it in stereo effect.
Well, I imagine with all the stuff that is going on right now, like in Illinois, where they have failed with their, you know, nobody's registered their weapons, and they're making the noise about all the stuff that goes on. If you don't register your weapons, that's one thing you guys will be looking at, I'm sure. New York is still in play. California just passed a law and everything. So you guys, you guys took enough time to pour some sparkling water and, you know, click some glasses and back to work, right?
Absolutely, you know, we look back at the what we've won, and we've won way more than we've lost this past year. But we have suffered some losses. Like I say, in Illinois, we overturned that, and then they kind of pushed it through and overturned it again, and now we're going forward with it and appealing all of that and fighting it all the way to the Supreme Court. And this is going to be an important one, because if we overturn it at the Supreme Court level, it is nationwide at that point. And let's fight it. Let's fight it. Let's take it all the way there. Let's make it happen.
Yep.
And back in December, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the bump stock case, and
and they are supposed to come out with their ruling early in the summer. So Bumpstock case has potential to overturn not only Bumpstock,
Stephen,
we
have run out of time. Gunowners.org. I'll talk to you later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Playing musical guest right now. This is, I've never had this happen before. My next guest has somebody on hold, so we're going to do this really quick. Joining me from investusa.org is Michael Letts. He also writes for AmericanThinker.com. Happy New Year, sir.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Bill. It's a lot going on into this new year, and a lot to talk about. So I'm excited that we're able to keep your listeners informed about what they're seeing change basically on a day-to-day basis.
Well, so, yeah, really, like minute to minute almost. I'm going to tell you one thing I've been considering, and New York is my focus, because I've always wanted to go to B&H Camera Store in New York and buy a camera and then go take pictures of all of that old architecture around there. And
wow.
That's never
going to be there.
Yeah, that's never going to happen now, though, because they've gone woke. And now, of course, they're in the process of going broke. What do you see happening with New York?
Well, we just issued a press release on New York. We're going to be doing, and I'm announcing it on your show. You know, and they're announcing it across the country. Here's where New York is at. They have lost over 4,500 officers. That's over a third of their force in the last year. It is unsustainable for the remaining officers left to maintain law and order in New York. New York City is fixing to go to the comic book way of Gotham City, where it will be just so bedridden with crime, you won't, unless you want to die, you won't be there. So, what does their illustrious leadership have as a solution? Unfortunately, and I got so frustrated, Bill, because the mayor, I know Eric Will, used to be a captain of the NYPD.
Right.
But rather than deal with what we know works, here's his solution. He has come out and said, you know, we can't deal with any more illegal immigrants because it's costing us billions. So D.C. either send billions more or stop sending us immigrants. Now, you know, that is not what the left liberal democratic ideology in Washington wants to hear. So they have now turned on Mayor Adams, on Eric, and the FBI has come in and decided they're going to investigate his campaign to see if there is any foreign contributions that were accepted. They're trying to shut him down. But here's what he should have done. This is where he and I have locked horns. You will not be able to sustain New York City or its residents without bringing in violent crime under control. You can't do that without a police force. So what he should be doing is, instead of trying to find more money for illegal immigrants, and how is he doing that? He's putting a hiring freeze, no more cops, equipment freeze, no more vests, no more anything. And he's actually scaling back and making them do more with less. You got to be on the, you can't drive as much now because that costs gas. You can't do anything. So he is trying to get 60% to make it look like there's 100% of cops. What's going to happen in about 2 or 3 weeks? He's going to lose a substantial number of the other 60%. He can't, it's just not sustainable. So here's what we're going to do, Bill. We have just issued a release that we're going to go to D.C., I mean to New York, excuse me.
Right.
We're going to hold a press conference with the police commissioner. We're going to show him this is not just really from Invest. This is a national grassroots movement that supports his first responders. So, first responders, would you bite the bullet, stay put, don't go anywhere, and then we're going to put them on the spot. We're going to listen. Either you come up with additional funding, and we're going to go to the businesses. We've got the Jewish community involved, other things. Either we have to rally down our first responders and bring crime under control in this city, and then we're going to take this model and go everywhere with it. Or you better pack your bags. You got 24 hours before you get out of the city, because it's fixing to collapse.
Right.
And it will be interesting to see. That is not what the mayor wants. The mayor is saying he'll boycott the press conference. I don't really give a horse's behind whether he boycotts the press conference or not. This is about the people of New York City.
Right.
And they have no other choice. They have boxed themselves in the corner. Some of these are good people. Some of them are idiots, but some of them are good people. And they have idiots for leadership. So if we don't do something very quickly, Bill, New York City will never be like it used to be the way you and I remember it.
Right.
So it will be interesting to see whether they heed the call or whether they dig themselves deeper into that hole. But I think the hole is about as deep as it's going to get, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The problem is they keep digging.
Yeah, but at some point in time, you used to say when you and I were kids,
they're going to hit the earth's core and then they'll melt. But I mean, the sooner, you know.
Yeah.
anyway, I mean, I look at that and I understand what the problem is, because even though they're dealing with deficit spending like in New York, everything was budgeted, and one thing that was not budgeted is taking care of 120,000 people, every single thing they had going on, including housing. So But the problem is that New York, whenever I think of New York, I think about a little girl named China Yuna Lee. She was followed by one of those homeless goblins that pushed his way into her apartment as she opened the door, and then he forced her into the tub, and then he stabbed her 41 times.
And that's happening all over the country. Let me tell you what I mean by that.
Yeah.
We have illegal immigrants that are not, quote unquote, on the list that, oh, they just escaped from prison.
Right.
We're really trying to convince, hey, these people are just here to better themselves. They're killing our citizens.
Right.
I mean, they're robbing, stealing, murdering, and with impunity, not thinking twice about it. That is not guaranteeing life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for the American people that our Constitution demands.
Right. Well, but, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It hasn't government, I mean, in most of these blue enclaves, and on the federal level with the resident in charge, especially with the border, government has failed, haven't they?
They have failed miserably. And one of the things I think is interesting, tying in with what you've heard me say before on your show, Bill, there's now it's just coming out today, there is a list, a long list, of senior military officers and even some NCOs that have signed a declaration that it is time for a military tribunal.
Yeah.
That they have.
I've been seeing that. I've been seeing that.
You know,
yeah.
Miley and others have, and it's true, I've been preaching that for years. You can't say that you can't stay unless you get the vaccination. It was an experimental vaccination. And there are just so many other things. They have abdicated their responsibility and their role as senior military officers. They don't just need to be allowed to go home and collect a pension. Now they need to be held accountable. They need to be recalled to active duty and face a military tribunal or court-martial.
There you go.
And that's what is being called for. And I think, quite frankly, they are shocked that the military establishment is now turning and saying, look, you've asked us to sit out on the sidelines, cross our little hands, and do nothing. But you're destroying the country that we have spent years defending. We're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to sit on the sidelines. So 2024 is coming with a major change.
Yeah. We're running out of time here in the segment, and I know that Michael's got to jump to the next interview because he's very much in demand. InvestUSA.org is his website. He's given over 11,000 vests for free to law enforcement, first responders, their canine patriots, and compatriots, rather. And, of course, he's a writer at AmericanThinker.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. We'll look forward to the next interview.
There you go. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As is often the case, whenever I'm trying to line one of my guests up, it's going to be sort of dicey just because of their schedule. So I had not spoken with Alan Gottlieb for quite some time, so I decided to track him down. I tracked him down last week and nailed him down, but I couldn't get him at showtime. So here for your consideration is my discussion with Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation. And joining me now from Second Amendment Foundation, ensconced in the beautiful Bellevue, Washington State, is Alan Gottlieb, the executive. What are you? You're the executive vice president, or what is it that you are with Second Amendment Foundation, besides the boss? I've always thought of you as the boss.
Well, you got the title right, executive vice president. Thank you, Bill.
Very good. Now, you guys had a very good year, but no matter what the year is, whether it ends in a 3, a 4, or a 2, for you guys, the fight really just never really changes, just the calendar changes for you. What all did you do last year?
Well, we had a very exciting, great, successful year. We actually won 13 cases in the courts. And we filed 14 new cases during the course of the year, which brings our total number of cases we're currently actively engaged in at 57 at one time.
So that is primarily what you guys do. You guys specialize in turning these things around. Because is it because the states, and do you have to do a lot of work in the same states over and over again?
That's a very good question. The answer is yes. A good example of that is California, where we have at least 15 of our 57 cases going on at one time right now. So we, you know, 15 challenges in one state alone. It's basically the very dark blue states. You know, places we're most engaged in is Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, California, and Hawaii.
So with this, and explain and help me to understand this. These same states keep they started with Bruin. They doubled down a lot. They did a lot of Bruin response legislation to make up for the fact they'd just been slammed around and came up with new novel ideas. Do you ever see a day where you and I get to sit back and just talk about that latest gun you went out hunting with the other day, and that's what we got to concern ourselves with versus all of these legal fights?
Well, the other side just doesn't give up. And like you mentioned, after the Supreme Court ruled in Bruin in favor of Second Amendment rights, they went and they doubled down and passed a lot of new laws on new legal theories and going after more stuff and made things, you know, Bruin basically dealt with concealed carry laws in New York State. And then they went and said, okay, we have to issue you the permit, but we're just going to make sure the permit isn't good and you can't use it anyplace. And, you know, that's the kind of things we're seeing. They get very creative. They've gone after, you know, advertising anything with firearms that might ever reach a minor or want to make a minor ever want to own a firearm. They keep coming up with all kinds of novel concepts. Somewhere they can maybe run out. I don't think it's going to be in your lifetime or mine.
No. The other thing, though, that I look at, though, is when we look at where the crime is popping, and really popping, seriously popping, it's in these same jurisdictions that tried to restrict the law-abiding citizen from carrying a gun. When do you think there'll ever be a time where the voting constituencies of these areas sit up back and say, well, wait a minute now, this ain't working?
Well, unfortunately for us, those areas are places like Washington, D.C., you know, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle. And the problem is that the constituencies there keep reelecting very left-wing Democrats who hate gun rights. And I just don't see that changing because gun rights isn't the number one issue for the constituents to cast their votes on in those particular places, even though it negatively affects them and they don't seem to realize it. So in those pockets, in those cities controlled by, you know, opponents of Second Amendment rights, I don't see it changing so quickly. The only thing is they're going to run out of things that they can try and attempt to do over time, and they are going to be slapped down by the courts pretty heavily. But they're not going to go away. I mean, it's, you know, when you're a terrorist against the Bill of Rights, you're going to continue to commit terror.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up. If they got out there and started trying to recycle something that had already been struck but now by the courts, what would the reaction to that be? Would that even have to be taken to court?
Yeah, unfortunately, you always got to go back to court no matter what. You knock down a law and they pass the same law, you're going to have to go back to court and say, hey, you know, you've already struck this down, we need to strike it down again. Unfortunately, you know, your address is in the court system and you don't get much of a choice. But I think somewhere down the line, they sort of stopped doing it. They're trying to come up with a new novel spin and make the law slightly different. You change a few words in the law and say, okay, this one wasn't challenged yet.
That just seems so wrong. But I guess the is it, given the whole election cycle dynamics that come into play, where they're out there, you know, the left thinks that climate change and the gun violence epidemic are the two biggest things they've got that are leading the charge against everything, where in fact it's actually the economy and crime, not the gun violence epidemic, but crime and border security and everything else. Would a disastrous election cycle for them, even with all the elections they steal and all the dead people that vote, would that reach them, do you think?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, an election cycle where gun rights win, so to speak, big time, is going to help us in a lot of the purple states. But it isn't going to help us a whole lot in cities like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Baltimore, Newark. I mean, those kind of places that I don't think you're ever going to get. They're so entrenched in office. I don't think you're ever going to get them out of there.
Right.
So there's always going to be something popping up like that. And you know, you went on a federal level and you knock them out, they go to the state level. You went on a state level and knock them out, they go to the inner cities, that they sort of control and with impunity.
Right.
So these people aren't going to go away. You know, when you're such an ideologue and hate guns so much, there's just no way you're going to convince these people that they're wrong.
Is it, you know, I look at Detroit, and I mean, Detroit basically hollowed out for the most part. They lost, what, 3/4 of their population and everything. And then they started to switch back around, even though they're still in Michigan and they still have Gretchen Whitmer as the governor there. But then they hollowed out and everybody went away, and all that was left were the goblins that were the bad people there, and a few good people, of course. But then people started coming back, buying the really good deals on the real estate that you could buy there for, you know, a song. Is that what all of the big population centers are going to have happen?
Might be. It's hard to say. Some of these big population centers, let's look at New York. I mean, when they're anchored by, you know, the New York Stock Exchange and the banking industry, there's a lot of those places can only hollow out so much because not everybody can leave.
Right.
Your job is there and you can't get out of it. So, I mean, you know, it's really kind of hard to say. I would love to see some changes in some of these big cities. But again, with all the illegal immigrants that are flooding into these big cities, that are eventually getting rights to vote, even as non-citizens, it's going to be a problem. So the issue is never going to go away, in my opinion. Our side is slowly winning, and eventually we're going to have more protections of those rights. But the bottom line is that, you know, gun haters are gun haters. And, you know, look around the world. I mean, even when you get shifts in Europe and in governments that become, you know, more right of center, libertarian, you still got the issue there. You got a lot of laws you got to get rid of. You've got a lot of, you know, politicians that you're just not going to change their minds on. It's going to be in our lifetime. It's not going away.
You can join me by joining Alan at SAF.org. You get the most bang for your buck by joining Second Amendment Foundation. He's out there constantly pressing the fight, always first on the scene. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Been speaking with Alan Gottlieb. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Thank you for everything you do.
All right.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Stephen Wilford again, as we do. And you exist within Gun Owners of America in a structure that did not exist with me, which I think is very exciting to consider. And you guys do a lot more outreach, and you are actually much more involved in the entirety of the gun industry. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we work with the industry, the entire industry, whether you're a gun shop or whether you are if you're a gun shop, shooting range or something like that, we have what's called Caliber Club.
Right.
And what that does is that allows those ranges and stuff to buy our merchandise at cost so that they can offer our merchandise to their members of their range and stuff. We also put them on our website to let everybody know they're Caliber Club members. And if they're looking for a shooting range, we encourage them to go to that shooting range or to do business with that gun shop and stuff. And in turn, we hope that they will put us on their website to help promote GOA and be able to offer our swag, you know, and they can order, you know, the patches and things that we give out for free for memberships and stuff at their range or at their gun shop. And we put our brochures out there, hopefully to sign up new members. And as far as strategic partnerships go, we sign up industry, you know, Palmetto State Armory is one of our strategic partners. So we let everybody know that Palmetto State Armory, you know, supports GOA, and in turn, you know, we put them on our website as a strategic partner. And we have several strategic partners out there throughout the industry, whether it's Springfield Armory or, you know, some of the rest of them. You know, we got some pretty big names that, you know, Sons of Liberty Gun Works, and so we help promote them, and hopefully they help promote us, and we keep them informed of the legal battles that we're going through. Right now, we have some battles going on in Illinois. So since, you know, like Rock River Armory, is in Illinois and Springfield Armory is in Illinois, and we let them know what we're doing in the legal fight, and they help us with the legal fight in Illinois. And so we all work together in an industry setting, and we're all pulling for the same thing.
Right. Now, that is a new thing. That is an absolutely new thing that GOA did not do when I was involved with them, which is, I get that. I understand that. But the thing that I find most exciting about that is what it has to be bringing for you guys.
What it does, you know, I heard someone argue and say, you know, I don't have to be part of an organization like GOA to go down to my state capitol and fight the fight and speak at my state capitol. And I said, you're absolutely right. Please do. Please go down there and fight the fight at the capitol. But if you do that alone, you're one voice. You know, where if you sign up with GOA, and please, I encourage you to do that today, gunowners.org, first, we will give you the information when to go down to the Capitol to fight. You know, you get on our email list, we send you out an email, we let you know what's going on in your area so that you can get out there and you can go and fight and be united. And, you know, if you're one screaming voice at a Capitol, you're one screaming voice.
Right.
If you're 1,000 screaming voices, who do you think is going to listen to you?
Well, the decibels are going to be much louder, aren't they? Yeah.
It's going to, you know, we make sure the politicians know what we believe and what we're pulling for and what we're working toward. You know, if you're one voice, that's great. We encourage everybody to go out and do that. But you can't fight these bills like GOA does.
Right.
You can't take off work constantly to go down there to your capital or down there to the United States Capitol and fight the bills.
Right.
You don't have the lawyers behind you to do it unless you join a group, and we can pay for the lawyers all together. And again, please go to gunowners.org. We send our lawyers to talk about and to appeal things and to fight these tyrannical gun laws. And, you know, lawyers aren't cheap. Good lawyers aren't cheap. And cheap lawyers aren't good either.
Well, and plus you guys have attracted some very good talent. Steven Stambolia.
Absolutely.
Steven is one of the... He's a creative thinker, and at the same time, he knows each and every little detail about each and every little thing he brings up. He was part of the big Young case that really started shifting things away. That the one of the Ninth Circuit cases they got out there, and for a minute, because of him and Alan Beck, I think it is, was his partner. Constitutional carry was the law of the land in California for a couple of days.
And we have Olson,
yeah.
And you know, and those guys are out there really fighting the fight. And you know, I personally, if I go down to the Capitol and I yell and scream and stuff, that's fine.
Right.
But I don't have the ability to work the legal end of it. And being part of an organization, and we got 2.5 million people, being part of an organization like GOA, it gives us the clout to be able to fight it. You know, we're not all George, you know, we're not all, what's his name, the billionaire that fights for gun control, Soros, George Soros.
Yeah.
We're not all billionaires like George Soros.
No.
He can turn around and drop $1 million in a heartbeat to try to do away with your rights. So we have to stand together to fight that kind of tyranny. And you know, that's what GOA does. And that's what we're here for, is to stand together and united and say, no, the Constitution says exactly what it means, and it means what it says. Shall not be infringed is exactly what that is.
Yeah, but I mean, the mission and the way it's executed now is so much more exciting. Early 2010s, 2012, 2013, it was mainly an email blast. and they would get on TV, and Larry would get on TV, and he would whip everybody up. Now you've got lobbying, you've got litigation, and you've got outreach, which is something that is a, this is a new look, and I'm very pleased that they got you to do it.
Educational, too.
What's that?
What we do, you have to educate the public to know, because so much of the public doesn't know, first off, that they've lost rights.
Right.
And then second off, they don't know what the value of those rights that they're losing is. You know, so part of our, what we do at gunowners.org is we educate you. We let you know about the rights that you have lost.
Right.
That you didn't realize and how valuable those rights are. And we get you in the fight to regain those losses and to prevent future losses. Please go to gunowners.org and get in the fight.
Yeah, that's a very well spent, what is it? It's still $25.
$25 for a year's membership.
Yep.
And you know, if you like it, you see what we're doing, might bump up to a Patriot membership, yep, which is a monthly donation, or a life membership that's $1,000 for life, once and done.
Do you, and this is just a curious thing, do you think this is all the changing Gun Owners of America has done? And I you don't, I mean, yes or no, we'll have to cover that another day. We'll probably do that, I don't know, maybe tomorrow or something. But just think about that, if you would be so kind. And with that, I lose my call. This is the drama of live radio. This is how this works. Stephen Williford, gunowners.org. If you are not a member, you should be a member. I have done a lot of work with them in the past. And, well, I'll do a lot of work with them later on as well. Just because the fight always is going to be going on. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.